And the shayla was, how do you give it back to an entity called the city? But then we machadish, where Moshe Feinstein is machadish to us, that it's not so possible to decide or define what Shimon's got in his hand as stolen. Let's read the, see what Moshe says the definition is. Number one. Acheim shalochu magazin, kodem yesh. Somebody buys an item before the owner gets up hurt, or doesn't even realize it's stolen. Ein aleihem eladin hashavas avedim. That item is not defined as stolen in his hands, because he didn't steal it. It's defined as he's now got a aveda, something that's lost in his hands, which he has to go a mitzvah of hashavas avedim. Labanim, to give it back. Mitzvah sha'af below yish. So now we're talking about there's no yish, so therefore it says aveda. So you have to give it back. Now, what's the din of an aveda that belongs to the city? Do you have to give back? Have you got a mitzvah shomz aveda to New York City Council? So, in nechshev shalakim, if you describe and define New York City Council as being a goy, so then it's got a din, hashov is aveda to a goy, when there's no mitzvah. And it's also, unless it's Kiddush Hashem, or you want to prevent Chil Hashem. But otherwise, no mitzvah. But maybe, he says, maybe, kivun shenimtza shalam Yisrael, since in the city of New York, there's quite a few Jews in New York. So maybe, who says this is called as an aveda of a goy? New York City's got also Jews there. Maybe it's a, if it's a Jewish aveda, you'd have to give it back. Don't know. Maybe it's Jewish. They've also got a chelik. Maybe it's Jewish. So now, what is he saying? He's saying aveda of New York State City. Don't know. Maybe it's called Goy, maybe it's called Jewish. What? If it's Jewish, you have to give it back.
Why?
Jewish, I bet you have to give it back.
But it's a separate entity.
Ah!
It doesn't belong to anybody.
So we see from Moshe Feinstein that we said that nation ownership, State of Israel, United States of America, that thing that they own is called an entity, not human at all. When it comes to city ownership, he seems to be entertaining the fact that it is human. What type of human is it? Maybe it is Jewish, because there's some Jewish people living there, and there's some Jewish, therefore, ownership there. And therefore, I don't look at it as an entity, I look at this. Look at all the people here. There's Jews, Goyim. There's Jews also got some ownership here. It must be partnership. All the Jews and Goy together in New York have partnership, ownership in this item which was stolen from the city. And therefore, as a part of this item, you have to do Hashavas Avedim, because it's part of it is Jewish. We don't see it as an entity. Now, why is there a difference? First question. What's the difference between...
The national entity is an entity.
Why are we saying that it came to be, that's Caleb Ramosha Feinstein said, United States of America. Own a company which makes pots and pans in the United States of America, sell those pots and pans, he says it's called an entity.
It was the case.
United States of America own a fashion, they make pots and pans.
You don't call them a tank.
Yeah. Pots and pans, he says, buying from someone human, you're buying from someone who's called an entity, because it's United States of America.
He's not Chayim Tfila.
And therefore he entertains his Chayim Tfila and the great Saddam. Now, when it comes to New York City owning this item, he said, well, that's not entity. But we look at New York City, all the members of New York City. What's the population of New York City?
8 million.
8 million, okay. 8 million partners in this table over here. And some of them are Jewish, so therefore it's maybe a Hashavas Aveda, because they've got some Jewish ownership. It doesn't look at the entity, look at whoever lives in the United States, in New York. What's the difference between the United States of America, where it's called an entity, and New York city council owning a chair and table, oh, that's not called an entity, that's called partners of everyone living in New York City. What's the difference? Why is that not called an entity?
Only Bubba was not 8 million people.
How many Jews, what's the population of the of Eretz Yisrael? What's the population now? It's in New York, yes?
Yeah.
And then, State of Israel only is called an entity. So it's not numbers. Not dealing with numbers. Okay? So, what's the difference? New York City. Why is that not an entity? Yeah. Okay. That's who I'm talking.
Is that considered for the Rabbi versus for
Sweden? So let us read the. Let us read. Visit. Yeah. So let us revisit the Rashba, who defines what makes something into a entity called under nation. What makes it under nation ownership? That makes it entity. So the Rashba says, we said this twice before, we're going to say it a third time. Rashba, famous Rashba Megillah, he says, I tell you, there's a shul that's called Entity Shul. Nation shul, not local, and this is what makes it nation, says the Rashba. Tama Dagachim, the reason why shul in a big city is called nation shul, and you can't even sell it. Mishum Rabim Hotzim Avinu Vidvarim Matsrichalo, because it was the nation money that was used to build it. It wasn't local money, it was nation money to use to build it. Oh, another reason why it's called nation. Even though they use local money, but when they built it, they built it in the minds that this is set aside for the nation. So what makes nation? I have a nation money create something into being a nation, and that's an entity. Or it's designed and used and set aside for the whole nation to use. That also makes it a nation. So what's the Rashba telling us? Telling us a few things, but now. Nation of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, it's talking about a shul. Shul is not so good.
Klal Yisrael is the whole world.
No.
Not just Klal Yisrael from the United States, but Klal Yisrael from anywhere.
Yeah, and we're one nation. You have to get in mind, there's no such thing as an American Jew, an Israeli Jew, an English Jew. We're one nation called Jews.
I understand, yeah. But why should a nation make a difference?
And we have one land. Everywhere other land is Chutzlars. Yeah, we're just visiting other lands. Our place of living is Eretz. What the hell is there in America? Now, so, what are we saying? The Rashba is saying a few things we've learned already from him, but now we're going to use him to help us with Ramoshan. Saying, why did Ramoshan say, at the end of the day, New York State City Council owning something not called entity? You know why? I'll tell you why. The Rashba says there's only one thing that makes something an entity and can only be an entity. That's when it's owned by a nation. If you have one town, one city owning it, then it's already not the whole. It's part of a whole. Part of a whole is not called entity. To be entity, it has to be the whole. What's whole? Nation. I have a nation money or designed for nation. But anyway, it's not nation. It's just one city in America. It's not the whole of America. It's not for the whole of America. So that's already. You don't have the requirement to be able to create an entity.
So how do you define a nation?
A nation, as we know, is the Shivin Lashonos. Yeah, there's only 70 nations of the world.
There's a lot more than Shivin Lashonos.
Okay, not Lashonos, but there's 70 nations of the world.
What? But they're all movable.
Well, movable, but there's 70 nations.
So how do you define the United States as a nation?
How do you define? So maybe, as we're coming to dinner, Malchus to dinner, maybe dinner, Malchus to dinner even defines what a nation is. A nation. What a nation is.
Yeah? So without, like, forget it. Let's say it's a state. It's not a city. It's not the United States federal government.
It's also not a nation. It's also not a nation.
The state of New York is not a nation.
How? How Din Malchus Adina defines what a nation
is. Okay, so how about Indian tribes? They're considered by the Din Malchus as a separate nation.
Who described
the United States.
Yeah, but who says the world describes that as a separate nation? So the world described the Red Indians as a separate nation?
Well, they do.
Who says so? Who says so? He said, Dinamarkus Dinamar. When we get into Dinamarkus Dinamar, we'll get into understandings of when you have conflicts with one nation or other, defines what definitions are. Yes?
But
correct.
So that is, I think, what is about Manhattan or wherever New York is. I think it's on the East Coast somewhere. They have tall buildings. Anyway, so that is, that is a territory. And what does it encompass?
Okay. Fine. Makabu, you say the same thing as we use the definitions of in the dictionary book of what calls not makes a nation or not just a state, city, it's not good enough, nation, and that, once you have that definition, then you can say when it's nation owns, then it's called entity. Anything less than that is not called entity. Now, okay.
When we talk about a nation, the first thing that it raises...
I'm not here to discuss whether Ramosha is correct. I'm not saying this is how Ramosha defines what entity is. Yeah?
So I understand Ramosha's an entity, it is usually used in the sense that it can be sued.
We're not there yet. We're just defining entity, according to Halacha, says the Rashba, based on the Gemara and the Gila and the Commission of the Nadorim. Entity is nation Zehu. I don't care about my local lawyer's definitions of what entity, what makes an entity an entity. We're not into Chukim of Mishpatim of Goyim. We're talking about definitions on Halacha. Okay.
But a crop is a city, not a nation.
Rabbi, but he says that's what the question of Rashba was. It's a city, it's not a nation. So he says, what made it? Because even though it's in the city, it's designed for the whole nation's use. That city is not good enough. Now, let's go to the next China, next page. We'll get back to this Russia. A bank. We know a Jew is not allowed to lend money with ribbis. A bank which has shareholders which are Jewish, is that bank allowed to lend interest? So, if we say if it's a partnership, then of course not, because partnership means the Jews are partners here, so they're lending money. If it's an entity which is separate from who was behind it, then it can, maybe. Now, what would you say? Is a bank an entity or not an entity? According to the halachic definition of entity. Not to our local lawyers and entity. It's a partnership, of course. Why? Because in order to be an entity, it has to be a nation. A bank is not a nation.
And territory.
Are you talking about a government entity or private corporation?
Well, you just said the only thing in halacha that can ever be an entity is nation ownership. So, nothing, anything other than that definition can be ever be an entity in halacha.
What about the corporations we were dealing with?
Even corporations, doesn't matter, corporations, nothing.
What about the federal bank?
Maybe federal government is different. Yes, federal government is different. I don't nation bank. Now, but so, if so, it's going to be very interesting why there's a difference of opinion here when it comes to the bank. Says Roshlomo Zalman Orbach, number 3. Lachay. Hocha, Shaman Yos, Mashiach, as you does. Here in the bank, you know who the shareholders are. You know how much shares they have. Choshev Balamuz, Kamar B'Mosehem, B'Ribis, Aydei Shliach. When the bank lends out money with interest, we consider as the shareholders themselves are lending out that money of theirs through an agent and it thought it's a problem. Maybe Poshet is awesome. A bank who has Jewish shareholders definitely can't lend out with Rivers because it's Jews lending with Rivers. Like we just said, fits perfectly what we just said, because it can't be entity, can't be non-human, because it's not nation.
So Shlomo Zalman would hold that all banks are also to lend.
Yeah.
And then Shlomo Zalman would hold that all banks are also to lend with Rivers.
Yeah.
Because the shareholders.
Yes.
One shareholder is Jewish in every bank.
Does that make a difference if the junior?
We'll see at the end of tonight whether that makes sense. Now, so that's perfectly with our definition so far tonight. But when it comes to a Breitsch, the Chelkes Yaakov from Switzerland, the famous Gaon, he says, no, when it comes to banks, Shapir Yesh Lidmus Asik Bank, Le Sibor. Bank is called a Sibor entity. Given the bank group, if they are so, because it's a separate entity by itself, it's not human. Vein shem balim alav, the people behind this are not called the frontman. What's lending money here are not the shareholders. It's the bank that's lending money. The bank is an entity, and therefore, it's not Jewish. Entity's not Jewish. You can lend. So now we have a big problem in front of us. How can Reb Reish say a bank is an entity according to our halachic definitions of what entity is? It's not a nation. It's not a nation. How can he say it? It's not a nation. And the only source of in halacha that it's an entity, not human, is when it's nation owned. It's not just local, even town owned, city owned. New York City, 8 million people, is not called nation, and it's not called. It's called partnership. So how can he say this is called entity? Yes, fully.
One of the rational definitions was if you do this, you see. The bank is open to the whole
sea war.
Bank will be happy for everyone in the
sea war
to benefit from this loan.
Happy
not
is not.
That's his customers.
That's his customers. Well, I didn't need to answer it. Yeah, no, answer.
He said that
yes.
Similar to the government. The government serves the nation, the people. If the bank is a semi-public, it serves the people.
Is it run by the people and dictated to by the people, or is it just there to serve a service to people and charge them?
Exactly.
What's it there for?
Not necessarily in that order.
Exactly the way the government works.
Every shop, my local shop, is there for the nation. You know what? I want to sell to the world. It's the nation.
Is elected and has representatives that make decisions for the bank,
yes.
The entity,
yes.
The individual,
correct. Correct.
Have no right.
Correct.
Similarly with the
fine. I agree with everything you're saying. But at the end of the day, the Rashba says even that's not enough until it's nation. New York City as well, it has elected bodies, it has to be the thing, and it has to follow rules, but still it's not called nation, so therefore at the end of the day, it's not entity. So that's a big problem. I agree to everything you yourself, but it's not good enough for the definition of the halacha what entity is. Number one, aleph base of definition is nation. It's not. So we're going to analyze that, because he doesn't speak it out. So let's now go back to Reb Moshe Feinstein.
When did Reb Reish live?
Reb Reish lived not long ago. He was definitely around when I was around. 1980s, he's still alive.
Really?
Yeah.
What about like the Rothschild Bank? That's Alshem Balaam.
Yeah. That we decided last week, that's not what it means, the name. Yeah,
oh.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Now, let me go back to Reb Moshe Feinstein. And he actually, you know, remember his question. You bought this stolen item, which is now an elevator, which belongs to the city of New York. Is it Jewish or Goyish? Maybe it's Jewish because the Jews living there. So he concluded that obviously New York City is not an entity. But But Rav Moshe's Tshuva didn't finish there. Rav Moshe finishes with the following words, and maybe it'll change the whole picture how we're looking at things. If so, then I don't have a shear. That's why I built it up. So number four. Nir. She'etzem achefetz ein shayach l'kol yochid v'yochid. This tape, New York City table, is not shayach to any member of New York. V'ap sheben adorim, even though in the Mishnah adorim. So often, we say a city shul, city street, city bathhouse is called under ownership of city members. It's only like the street. The street of the city is under the ownership of the members of the city. Everyone is using it. But this chayfetz, this table, New York City table, is not used by the New York City population. What's this table used for? It's used by the New York City table. It's used by office workers working for
the city,
but not for the population themselves. Not using it. And now the Shabbos Shoftim, it's been used by the workers of the city. No one in the population can use it or uses it. Chelko, they have no ownership in it. Shlachain, therefore, since I've now described what this item is, therefore, Yeshem is a Bosa Haro, therefore, it's an entity. And now I have to decide, yes, it's an entity, what type of entity it is, Jewish or Goyish, I go after the majority. Given Sharov Akum, since the majority of New York states, even though most people don't believe it, but Moshe is Goyim, therefore it's a Goyish entity. No one of the population of New York have ownership in this, and no Chelik had ownership in this. It's owned by New York City, which is an entity. But what entity is New York City? Well, is it Jewish or Goyim? I go after the majority. It's a Goyish entity. And Goyish entity means it's a Hashavas Aveda to a Goy, and therefore I don't need to give it back. That's our Rosh Hashanah.
So instead of
Share, of course, for the reason.
So instead of New York City was, let's say, Rockland County, then you would be a Chayav?
No. So what? Now let's speak out Let us now speak out how Rav Moshe is now describing what the entity is. He's now describing entity as, it doesn't have to be nation owned. Why? The Mishnah, the Doran says it does. The Mishnah says the city owned bathhouse is city owned by the local population. This New York City, no, this is different. Why? What makes New York City table in the offices different? Why is it not called city owned by the population of the city? Why here is it doesn't need to be nation? Not designated as every member of the city. And therefore, what's the conclusion of that statement you just said? Not ownerless. It's not Hefka. It's not saying it's not an Aveda. You can do what you like with it.
It's not owned by individuals.
It's not owned by individuals. Because what makes it not owned by individuals?
The lack of use by the individuals.
Because the individuals can't use it. So therefore I'm prepared to entertain that New York City is an entity. And it doesn't need the definition of nation. Because I only need the definition when do I need to know this? When it's being used by the public. When the public can use it, then I have to say there's a case. When the public can use it, it's still called nation. When all the people can use it. But if the public are not using it at all, and they can't use it, then I don't need to have the requirements of nation ownership over here. Good enough even city ownership to be called entity under that. So there's nothing intrinsically required to make an entity called nation now.
And according to that, a corporation of five people would be enough also.
So once we've decided that nation ownership is not intrinsic in halacha to create an entity, you can have you don't have to have the whole nation in order to create entity. When, as long as the people are not using it, it's not designed for use by the Lockmit populace, you can say it's entity. Why? Because what's the intrinsic fundamental thing that now makes definition of entity important in this? Is that the public can't use it. Why?
Stuff public can't use.
Yeah, so therefore, what does it mean public can't use it? What does it mean public can't use it? It means that the humans called the public are removed, a stage removed from the actual item which is over, we're discussing. Yeah? They have no use for it. They have no right to use it. So how can you say they own it? How can you say the potfish, everyone in New York own this table if they can't use it? None of New York can use it.
So does that mean if the New York City has warehouses of salt, the salt is free during winter, and this worker goes and fills a truck full of salt, that is designed for use by everyone, by all the streets. Or I don't know, they're going to give out a promotional pen to every member of the city, and he steals 10. So that would mean, now we do look at who owns it, whether
So you're saying, but no, so what he said is, it's not yet been given over. You're talking your case.
Right.
So therefore, it's not yet under the use of the individuals in your particular case. Ramosha says, when it's under use of the streets are being used, the bathhouse being used, then in order to make it entity, then you have to say it's designed for everyone's use, nation, not good enough city. But if it's not under anyone in the city's use, you can't say they're owners. So by definition, it falls back to being an entity. How does? Yes. So that we had all lots of shirim, but Rabbeinu Shitta is that since what created this entity? Yes, it's not human. York City are not human. But that's all human. But what created it? What actually created this? What's behind the creation?
The residents.
If there's no residents of York, there's no York City Council. So therefore, the Abba, the Imma of the entity are human. So therefore, the entity gets the halachas of its Abba Imma. What's its Abba Imma? Go after the roof. It gets the halachas. It's not human. It gets the halachas of what created it. And therefore, it's called a goyish entity. Halachas entity, but under the halachas of God. You don't need to understand this to say so, because it's not really a decision. He said, very good. I've already discussed this. That's why I don't want to discuss it.
Which?
In previous year. What I just said.
No, I'm not talking about
that. Okay, fine.
You said the statement that ownership and use has a connection. If a person can't use it, he doesn't own it.
It can't be defined as the owner.
Why
yes.
Not? Why not? We have a lot of businesses and government that do things that foreign countries, or God knows what, they're not going to use it.
Not going to use it or can't use it? Different words.
Which did you say?
I say can't use.
Don't have a right to use.
Correct.
Most people don't have a right to use the electric poles or whatever it is that the government
finds.
In fact, we have that big problem. By Arabic.
Okay, fine. So the things which the public can't use, we're saying under this definition of Moshe, is not under the local ownership, it's under entity ownership of called New York City, in this case.
Yeah, what about my personal items? I'm not giving
you... So, but you own it. You're human. Yeah, you're human, Sully. I have to ask you why. Are you human? Or are you just a robot? Okay, you're human. Right? So now, once we see that if the, so to speak, the owners can't use it, they're not called owners. The population of New York can't use it, therefore the population of New York are not called the owner of the city council table. Let's go back to the bank. The shareholders. Are they the owners of the money in the bank and therefore they are lending ribbers? Or they are not the owners of the money in the bank and therefore they're not lending ribbers?
They have no right to go into the vault and start taking things out.
It depends how many shares they own.
Right.
Why do they have to use the money in the bank?
What?
Why do they have to be the owners of the money? They don't have to be the owners of the bank.
Fine. Let me describe this where, let's go with emotion all the way. The bank is 60% Goyish owned and 40% Jewish owned. Yes, in shares. Yeah. And emotion says, well, it's an if it would be an entity, and it has halachas of the road. Goy, come ahead, move us. My question is, before that, is a bank also called an entity? Meaning, do we have this definition, even though it's not nation to make it an entity, but we have another definition to make it an entity, that the people who you want to make called owners can't have use of the money.
Private bank.
Yes.
And people deposit money in the bank. You own the bank. You don't own the money.
Well, that way, the furniture.
Yeah. So compare it to Moshe Feinstein says that everyone in New York are not the owners of the table in City Council. Why? You understand that? Why? Because they can't use it. They have no rights to it. So what other words is there? They can't. On the table, what can't they do? What?
Sit on it.
What else? Meaning they can't make
money. Any benefit?
The benefit? More than that. They can't make any? Let's say they want to chuck it away. They can't make decisions. So therefore, the question is, are the shareholders of the bank called, like the New York population, that they are removed from the item and therefore they're not owners? Or not? All the bank, all the assets, whatever it is, and everything that it belongs to the bank. What? Huh? That's part of the question. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so let's see. So Eric is saying for sure they can make decisions, so for sure they're not like New York State population, for sure they're owners, and for sure it's Rippers.
And I'm saying it's exactly like New York.
You're saying it's exactly like New York. Okay. What way is it like New York?
In both cases, you have power to elect your representatives. The representatives of the government or the representatives of the company to run the company. But at the end of the day, you have no right to interfere with that business once it's operating.
The people who are elected by the people and the people who are elected by the shareholders.
So we have a machlokas round the table. We have a machlokas round the table. And we had the machlokas round the table, and we've already seen. That's a machlokes. Okay, so we have a machlokes around the table. I've already seen that Rishonim Zalman Orbach said it's called the shareholders own it, like Eric is saying it's posh. But he's speaking like Rishonim Zalman. It's so posh. Come faster. What are you talking about? But on the other hand, we have what Bryce says. No, bank is an entity, which is like Tunisians, which I say. Let's see what the Michlis Yitzchak says about it. His words. Says number 5. See, I'm going to Michlis Yitzchak because he speaks out more than Reb Reish did. Says number 5. Lo Zormi Le Mishnah Dorim. Banks are not like the Mishnah Dorim of the local bathhouses, where it's called under the ownership of the local populace. Banks are not under the ownership of the shareholders. Most of the also the concept of basic letters. They can't enter the shul of the local shul. Shom Kol Yid Yochid Mishnah Mish basic letters. Why? Because the populace use the shul. The people use the shul. It's not nation, so therefore it's under their ownership. But in the shares of the bank, Shishaychin is civil. Shares is now charged to the population. As Tunis points out, the people, the shareholders, have no connection for the actual running of the day and in and day and out of the business. All the shareholders can do is get profits. That's all it is. Dividends.
Forget them ever.
Therefore, they're not called owners. And therefore, they're not over on Issa, on Pesach, or by your Matzah. There's no problem on Rivers.
But it depends on how many shares they own. If I'm a 20% shareholder, I have a lot of saying what goes on there.
You're speaking like Rosh Shlomo Zalman Ulbach, but the chiddush of the Milchus Yitzchak, he said, I'm going to add, and me and Rav Reish are going to add onto Rosh Shlomo, onto Rav Moshe Feinstein. We're going to say, not only does it mean that you're not called owners when you can't use the item and have anything to do it, as soon as you can't make decisions about the item, then you're already called, it's nothing to do with you.
But if
I know, it's a big jump, a big leap, and that's why Shlomo Zalman Ulbach argues. But they're willing to say, you can't make decisions, just even though your shoulder means that you're not the owner, it means that it's the bank is the entity, you're a step removed from it.
It's so logical.
Okay.
That ownership, the main criteria of ownership is you make decisions.
Correct.
About
yeah.
If my name is Warren Buffett, I can make every decision I want.
So you're saying you have bigger shareholders are you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see that in a second. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere in why there's a machlokas by this bank thing. They're discussing where bank can be an entity, they're discussing whether the shareholders are considered owners or not called owners because they're removed, they can't make decisions. Okay. Next gets back to our third and final shining tonight. And we'll see, wrap everything up through this. And totally be happy because all the answers will be done for that. Okay. Go back to that Shiloh we had. Mrs. Cohen entered the shop, the Chashmal shop, electricity appliance wares shop. And she said, I want to buy three fridges, freezers, and three washing machines, and three dryers. Ooh, big customer. Why? For my three sons. Why? Getting married. All getting married on the same day? No. One's 10, and one's 8-year-old, and one is 6-year-old. What? What are you doing? No, I'm paying now, and I want you not to deliver now. Whenever they get married, I want you to deliver one of each for them. So the first two boys after 5, 10, 15 years got married, and they got delivered. Finally, the final boy got engaged, and she walks into the shop and said, recognize me? I got a mazel tov. Third delivery, please. So the shop person over there said, sorry, that business has closed down. What do you mean, closed down? It closed. We're a new company. But hold on, so the same place, saying the same things, the same people here. Yeah, we're working, all of us, changed companies. You made a deal with the previous company. Not with us, but you owned the company. Yes, we owned the company beforehand, and we own this company now. But it's a different company. You made a business with the company, not with us. The company, man, we're just shareholders, so to speak, of the company. Okay. So now, have they got a claim in this thing? They've got maybe other claims in lawyers put in the velvet veil and maybe on the hands of them, but not in this sense. In this concept, entity, business, nothing to do with the people behind it. You made a deal with one business, it doesn't exist anymore, it's called a new business now. Taka, you can't do anything. Or do we say, no, the owners are not the business, the owners are the shareholders behind it. It's the same shareholders, made the deal with the shareholders, it's the same shareholders, you get your thing.
Here the owners making decisions. There's no way out.
No. Well, I'll tell you why there's a pillar. The entity concept,
yes,
prevents the owners from having rights. It doesn't prevent them from having liability.
No, not necessarily.
Why?
Why does it prevent
because
them?
Because I established a field when I agreed to give you that.
No, the business has a liability, not me. As long as I didn't do anything against them. As long as there's no problem of piercing the corporate veil.
No, what? Are you talking about there's a corporate veil here?
No.
No, all right, so when I took your money, I was machayev myself to provide that washing machine.
Not me, the company machayev. I'm just working for the company.
The company is me.
No, the company's not me, according.
The company can't
provide anything. Okay, so what we're saying before we... Yeah, okay. So, let's speak out what I'm saying and maybe not... Okay, So what we say, before we're having this argument, before this argument comes along, we would say, oh, it's totally on what everyone said by the bank. Are the shareholders the owners, or the bank, and the shareholders have nothing to do with it. So the same thing, the company has nothing to do with the shareholders, find it. Or, no, they are the thing. We say, whoever holds over there should have held over here.
No, here's no shareholders, here's just an owner who's making decisions. So everyone should agree.
The shareholders.
It's also a corporation.
Yeah, it's a company.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah,
okay, fine. Eric, I know you love Moshem Zamulbach. Let's try to understand the other side of it. Okay. So, the problem with Moshem Zamulbach opinion is that there's someone very big on the other side, which is difficult to argue with, who is much before Moshem Zamulbach. Let us read Mahari Halevi, number 6. He's talking about the bank. Nidan Adon, Kol Havas Nasa Shema Bank. All the lending of the money is done. The bank lent the money. Vimalova, and he went to Shalom, Eina Malva Lo Shum Taina. And if the one who borrowed the money from the bank doesn't want to pay, none of the shareholders can go to that guy and say, hey, you owe me money. What do you mean? Well, who are you? We owe the bank. You're not the bank. You're shareholders in the bank. The money's for the bank. Therefore, the bank is a separate entity, and therefore there's no problem with this. So now we have the Mahari Halevi saying, Bidyuk, in the bank case, that the shareholders are not the owners.
Not even 100% Jewish now.
Yeah, according to this. Logic, yeah. Okay, you don't need to understand. You don't... Eric, am I going to convince you? No, I'm not going to convince you. Okay, I understand.
We'll get a lawyer to do it. Oh, you've got a lawyer.
Fine.
He can go to the
look. Tell you what Moshem Zalman Orbach wrote about these words, and therefore you'll smile. Okay, and I think he says it better than you. Number 7. Who Pnia? It's a Pnia. Not understandable. Otter Ruven Shemosa Kasper Leshimon. Reuven gives his money to Shimon. Amanas lahalvas Rivas. Reuven says to Shimon, can you please take this money and lend it with Rivas? Farish, and he, yeah, hitna hashliach im alavim. So Shimon goes along and makes a condition with the borrowers. She'elem shum esik im balamos. You should know, this money is being lent by Reuven. It's Reuven's money. I'm lending on behalf of him. There's a condition. You're borrowing this money on condition you have no claims against Shimon. You can't make any tefillahs against Shimon. And he can't claim you. Only me. Would you say, with such a loshen, there's no now longer problem with ribbit? We've now got a special heter that can go around throughout the world to send somebody on your behalf to lend ribbit and make this condition.
A goy.
Yeah. No, not a goy.
If a Jew does it,
yeah.
And you're responsible, yeah. You're responsible for the ribbit.
Mamela, says Roshom Zalman, Poshut, you also Goma, Lassus, Kane, Gamba, Ribbit, Teron. I don't understand what he says. Plea, doesn't make sense, not logical. All the words Eric said, and more. Bank is, yeah, so we don't need to say more than that.
The
premise is not prep now. He says like you. Should be smiling. He's saying exactly like you. Okay.
The whole premise whether it's a nation, New York is like a nation or not like a nation. The point is, they're running things, they're running organizations for the benefit of society, not to make money. You've got groups of people saying, how do they make money in a clever way?
Okay.
What's the connection?
Fine. You're doing Orach Chaim, I'm doing Chosh Mishpat. Fine. We are Chosh Mishpat Shem. Yeah, we're doing Chosh Mishpat Shem. Chosh Mishpat Shem, we're deciding whether this is called an entity. No, it's people. I did. And we're saying, like you, I just don't understand. this pretense of disconnecting the ownership in such a fashion.
Well, what he's saying really is that you're going around the whole idea of riddhis, and I'm not going to allow that.
It's not saying that. It is not saying that I just not going to allow it because it's a loophole which I can't allow. He's saying it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The logic doesn't make sense.
It does make sense.
That's where he argues with you. And that's where he's... Okay. Memela. So. Yeah, but a goy can charge rivers.
But you see the undenying it? He made a condition.
Yes.
That is what this whole idea is. There's a built-in undena.
Very good. I understand. Built-in undena. That's how you do that. Yeah. Now. So, what's the bottom line that mukubal amongst the poskim? Veshlom Zalman or Bats Mahalach or Rabbi Shimon Ben Yisus. Yeah. So, we'll go and see what Rabbi Yashiv says, and this is what the majority of poskim say. And the answer to the question, what's the bottom line? The answer is not Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Ulbach, and not Rabbi Reish. Neither. Okay. Let us see their final definition. They say it applies to Issa Chometz, Issa Ribbis, Issa Schura, with things which are not allowed to do Schura. This is the definition where you're not held accountable, or where you are held accountable when your business does this. Says the Sivah Sholem B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, number 8. This is the last Mara Mokum tonight. Chayim Shemanim Ragon Rabbi Yashiv Yosef Sholem Alashiv Zatzal Ziyesh Lachalik B'inin Chev Minyos. We have to make differences, can't make blanket rules. Differences depending on the type of shares. They modern ziyes for hen zuchus hatzba'a, basifas balimot, balimot elu yochim limnos a lifter esamnalim. There's a type of shareholder who has the right to make votes. He can make decisions of firing the ones in charge of running the business. But those are types of shareholders. Those are the type of shareholders that have no rights of decision, can't make votes, can't make decisions. Those type of shareholders who can't make decisions, they can't come to make votes and decisions in the actual company. But who's running the company? They're a nochanami. That's the halacha, that those shareholders are not called their money. It's not called their money or their business that's doing anything, and you don't have problems with ribbis or chometz or issachar and such case. But the shareholders who can vote and can make decisions together,
what kind of
decisions are firing the people in charge, the managers and all that, and raising maybe the dividends and like that, those type of shareholders are actually called owners. So in some case, Rav Shlomo Zalman Ulbach is correct, and some case the Rav Reish is because he's not correct. Depends what type of shareholder you have, what type of control you have. But there's some types of businesses which don't have these splits of voting shares and non-voting shares. There's some types of
most small companies. Though.
Yeah. So he says, what about those businesses that don't have the splits? He says this definition base. There's some businesses where all the shares are equal. On Gambas and Mukubo. Nevertheless, it's still Mukubo in such a case. There are some shareholders who actually get involved in the running of business. And there's some shareholders who don't get involved in the business. They're only there to make profits. They're not interested. If your type of shareholder has very minority shares, but open shares, a type of ownership of shares where it's not common at all that you would ever get involved with such an ownership in actually wanting to make decisions, you're like a shareholder who has no rights to vote, even though in theory you do, but you're such a small shareholder that no one in the world with such small shares would ever think of getting involved and making votes in that situation. If so, then even though you have a right to vote, But since it's never used that right, and no one ever would use such a right under such circumstances, you're considered a minority shareholder which has no connection to actual business, and therefore you wouldn't be over either. So the bottom line tonight is, nation ownership is an entity. If it's not nation ownership, if you're removed from the item, you're also called that item's other entity owner. What's called removed? We definitely know New York State City is removed from the population, so that's called news. That's definitely in the eyes of Moshe. What about companies? Big machlokas, bottom line, the shareholders sometimes are called removed and sometimes are not called removed. So it's about how much shareholder, how much control they have, and how much, even if they have control, how much is it likely they will use that control. And that's the bottom line. Mr. Shem, next week, we'll see a one last share in of Hakdoma next week. Then we'll start. So that's the bottom line. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that New York City doesn't need to give back the item because there's no shop is made because the shop is made to an entity which is goy in terms. And as far as the bank goes, then it's your share interest in the bank is dependent on what type of shareholder you are. The one which can make votes, can't make votes. That's the type of thing. And the Mela, let's get back to our final shot. Thank you for totally reminding us the final shot that we said. It was about the appliances. Those people in that company, small company, where the decision shareholders are not decision shareholders. Decision. So, of course, in that sense, they can't say, we're removed. It's just the company. You didn't make a deal with you made a deal with the company. Can't do. Because their decision, according to therefore the halacha, is that she can say, no, it doesn't matter, you change your name, it's still the same owner here. You give me your appliances and give me a mazel tov. Have a good Shabbos.
Can't take Kimmel or something?